Seltzer Kings Podcasts.
Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss getting arrested in Boston, painting my couch, and some tour updates. Now play the music, Shelley.
God damn it.
Why is that bad?
You don't get to do it.
He came from.
I always used to. Yeah, exactly. I always used to think that when you did that impression, that you had to hold your ear.
She.
You know?
You have to.
Does he stick his finger in his ear?
She come from somewhere.
Oh, boy.
You guys all have. Okay, now we all have our arms.
Okay.
You guys had your hat beanies on, but now I'm the only one with a beanie. So.
And I'm the only one with a baby.
That's true. Gentlemen, should we get this show started? What do you think?
I don't know where this podcast begins, but I know it starts now.
Welcome to The Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
I'm only to your right in terms of the podcast.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hola.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in to this very here podcast. We appreciate it.
Nice beanie, Jeremy. Do we sell those to
Not
the
yet.
General public?
No, these are all VIP things. You know, you guys are VIPs
exclusive.
In my life.
Exclusive. Yeah, he's...
So.
You know what's cool is that Jeremy gives me $20 to post Instagram pictures.
Oh, you're a sponsored influencer?
I'm a sponsored influencer Seltzer Kings.
But wearing your own clothes?
Well.
Seems unethical.
Well, Earthquaker stuff, Seltzer King stuff. Yeah.
Earthquaker, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So
a little bit of each.
You're saying that your allegiance can be bought for a bit of black cloth. Whether it be Ohio or Brooklyn.
It's helpful, yeah. It is helpful.
As long as there's money involved.
It sounds Game of Thrones-ish.
It's coming back.
I'm never going to get that song out of my head now.
Shipping up to Boston by the Mighty Mighty Bostones, like from The Departed. Where they're always beating each other up.
I'm not a coward. I just never been tested. I like to think it. If I was, I would pass.
What song is that?
That was Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say Mighty Boston. Mighty? I said Mighty Mighty Murphys?
You said Mighty Mighty Bostons. It's okay.
That's
you
a great
can,
combo.
It's, I mean,
no,
that would be a fun
no, I'll
show.
Get my, yeah, I'll get my ass kicked in Fenway, but I'm never going there, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Wait, did we just lose Fenway?
No, that's okay. I lost Fenway the day I got... arrested for drinking in public.
I lost you 6 months ago.
27-year-old adult drinking beer outside of Yawkey Way.
What do you mean outside of Yawkey Way?
I was on Yawkey Way, and people were drinking, but I was across the street where I guess you're not allowed to be drinking, and I got arrested by the cops for drinking.
Is there one side of the street that's drinking?
I guess so. I was at a Fish concert. That was my first problem.
There's strike one.
Very funny.
That
was a fun... I wanted to go to Fenway. That's a good way to go to Fenway and not see the Boston Red Sox is to go to a concert.
What's Yawkey Way?
Yawkey Way.
Yawkey?
Is the street right outside of...
It's adjacent.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, when somebody says, I'm right there.
That's where that is.
That's where they are.
Okay.
I'm right there.
Good to know. It's Yawkey Way.
Y'all with the Y.
Apparently, it's like half a Bourbon Street because Numbnuts here managed to get himself arrested on the incorrect side of the street.
And I had contraband in my pocket.
Oh, really?
And other alcoholic beverages in my backpack.
27-year-old man. This is not that long ago.
And the cop looked at me and goes, look, I'm going to write you this ticket now. Or I could look through your bag and your pockets. Do you want me to do that? And I said, no.
Please write me this ticket.
Please write me this ticket. He goes, go bring you. It just looks like you got a big, backpack full of beer. I'm like, yeah, I was just coming from my car to give a bunch of beer to my friends. And he's like, well, they ain't getting that beer out here.
Give it to me.
And so then I got arrested.
What?
But wait, they didn't.
What do you mean you got arrested? What do you
Sounds
mean you
like
got arrested? You
cheat? So well.
No, he just gave you a ticket, and then you
yeah,
and the
but it was a, it
and then
fi-
you and the cop
officially no. You
but then you and the cop were about
for,
to drink the
I
the 40s
to.
Together. I'm sure because you got 40s for the fish.
I
show,
was
right?
No. It was regular beer. The worst part about it, it wasn't 40-ounce like malt liquor.
Go ahead.
I watched my buddy next to me got popped, and I had a. It was in a fucking solo cup. That's the worst part about it. That I was like, didn't know what to do, and I felt like started to like turn away to like, you know, kind of put the solo cup down.
Drop
and he
it.
Just, I know, I should have.
Hello,
just,
son.
Yeah, what happened? I don't know what that is.
Johnny
Someone
Cash.
Must have just thrown that. That's fucked up. Yeah, I know. I should have. In the moment, I wasn't thinking.
Well, in the moment, you were going to a psychedelic rock show, so.
Valid.
True.
There's many things you were not thinking about.
There was a time when I think it was my first trip to New York City. I stayed with my buddy who was going to NYU, and we went outside to smoke a rolled cigarette, and moments later, one undercover detective.
And five dragons?
Basically, I think we squashed it and then went back inside, and he chased us inside, grabbed two of us,
he's
brought
like,
us outside.
Hey, you
said,
guys
hey,
smell.
You guys, what was in that? Are you guys smoking weed? Because if so, we got a problem.
And you said,
and
absolutely
said, no,
not.
It was a rolly cigarette.
Yeah, hand roll.
We were acting all smart-assy because it was like, well, you don't have shit on us. So anyway, he went and picked it up and smelled it, and he was like, let us go. Don't do that again. It's like,
don't smoke a hand-rolled cigarette.
Yeah. I just remember him doing like a Law and Order style, pulling out the beaded necklace badge from underneath his shirt and being like, oh, shit.
At least he wasn't doing this. He's like,
I got a guy here I gotta pull over and frisk.
What's that?
I'm doing like a Mike, sort of a...
You're doing a little musical?
Well, Michael McDonald.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're touching your ear. Of course you are. Okay. Yeah.
Because...
Show me your...
Because a lot of those guys, like, this is one of the things that I remember from Home Alone so clearly that I have nothing to do with. And the guy just, like, grabs for his hind mic and he's like, tell them to count their kids. Tell them next time to count their kids better. And he just kind of, you know, that's sort of like, and you see that sort of, you notice that authoritarian walkie hand mic grab all over the place when you see your, I don't know, I have relatives who are firefighters and cops and crap like that.
Right. I was in the store yesterday, and there was a bunch of firefighters, and I helped
and
them
you
decide.
You swooned.
No, I helped them decide
their dessert.
You swooned.
I see you blushing already.
Wait, you
hey,
helped
they're
them
handsome.
Hold on.
Oh, they're big shoppers.
You helped decide their dessert?
Would you tell them you try to get to go towards something vegan?
No, they were looking at the stuff, and they were like, well, let's get ice cream. And one guy's like, no, let's get raspberry sherbet.
And you said sherbet.
And I just grabbed raspberry sherbet and handed it to him. Like, he said, thanks. Now, whether they stuck with that, I don't know. But
you didn't follow them.
You didn't look back.
You know, sure.
It's important that you didn't look back.
Yeah.
Because
I've also,
that makes you cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've also
not caring.
I need all the help I can get. The
not caring is important.
Right. The I did done that before where the fire people have been in there and they've just all of a sudden gotten a call and had to rush out and left.
Fire people
and not
I've
paid for
seen,
and not paid for their groceries.
I've
That's
never seen
disgusting.
Fire people in New York ever.
Firefighters were in the
fire people.
So, you said fire people. You can let me razz them for that.
So this is called. This is sort of a shop and scoot, as it were. You know, they.
It's always the same one too. It's the. It's the. The.
Are you profiling the firefighter?
No.
This is messed up, dude.
I support them all the way. Key Food, 5th Avenue. Yeah, there you go. That's where the firefighters hang out.
Wow.
The hunky firefighters. That's why I'm there.
In addition to all the baseball and, and hockey and basketball and football cards that Jeremy brought back from Ohio.
Do you have firefighter
cards? He brought his, you know, the plastic red firefighter's hat. He got he got this first one and he kept it forever. It
just says big boy on the front.
Just says I'm a big boy now.
I brought G to the firehouse last last June for Father's Day, actually, it turned out to be in.
Nice.
And
he got
one of those red helmets. Yes, plastic helmets.
Cool.
So
can Jeremy have it?
What does he need two for?
He really likes firefighters.
It's unfortunately, it's my son's head size, so it's not going to get on you.
I got another one somewhere.
You?
No, that's the way he likes it. He gets a little string underneath it. It's like a little small hat.
Perched on top, Zippy
the
pinhead.
Zippy
the
pinhead.
Trade you a fire pole for a
hamburger sandwich. Is that what you're going for? Popeye?
Yeah.
Wimpy?
Because he had a tiny
Wimpy?
Hat.
Wimpy? Yeah.
trade you a hamburger for.
My boss does not like the Robert Altman, has never seen the Robert Altman version of Popeye.
Oh.
And I'm like, how can you have never seen that? Because we love to talk about movies and stuff like that. We work in the entertainment in the business.
Humble brag.
We enjoy. Right, no, here. I'm saying like we enjoy talking about movies at work, and he's never seen the Altman Popeye from 1980. I know it was a weird year, guys. I know it was a weird year. The air was thin.
I saw it in a drive-in theater.
You
really?
Yeah.
That's right, 1980. That was sophomore year.
Get out.
Jeremy was just learning how to drive.
Yeah, Jeremy was just kissing.
It was 1980, and I had love in my eyes.
Ronald Reagan had just begun to scare the country into. Now it's great. Like Robin Williams, he twists up his spoilers, guys. He twists up his fist like a corkscrew, and come on.
Olive oil.
So
Shelley Long?
Well, amazing. There's Duvall. There's
Shelley Long.
Yeah, you never get...
I got that confused, yeah.
You never say the right Shelley. It's okay.
It's always-
I have Shelleyosis myself, so I never get away. when you think about it, like a movie musical that just like goes right into it like that is a genre that sort of went away for a little bit, so I feel like people could get some clues from it. Plus, right. The songs are a little bit catchy. Slightly.
Yeah.
A little bit catchy. Not all. All of them. And the guy who played the tax collector just passed away, that actor who played the tax collector.
And so did Shelley Long.
Come on, guys.
She did, though. It's not long, but I'm making a joke, but she did die. but I remember loving it.
She did die.
Yeah,
news bulletin.
She did. Yeah, but that was that one, and I think I saw Ghostbusters 2, I think, at the drive-in. Not one, but two. It was a
that kind of woman.
It was the good old days. That's what I'm saying.
That kind of woman? Sorry, guys. I tuned out.
Yeah, I noticed.
I tuned out when you said drive-in movie theater.
That was your.
I didn't have one.
That was your line. Like, that was your line from Time Tunnel.
Drive-in movie theater?
No, That Kind of Woman is the title of the film with...
Richard Gere?
No, it's from Pete.
With, it's not Ida Lupino. It's Raquel Welch?
Right.
Right?
Wow.
Been a long time, man. I was a young kid, you know?
Yeah, you had no idea what you were talking about most of the time, huh?
I don't know, yeah. You're a young kid.
I had never heard of...
You don't necessarily remember everything, particularly once middle school hits and puberty happens.
Oh, and you get arrested at a fish show.
Music. That's a lot... That took a lot longer...
Well?
...than my teenage...
The arrest or the teenage years? I think under the effect of psychedelics, the arrest could have taken as long as your entire
forever,
middle school.
Man.
Yeah, it could have stretched out into the eternity. You know what? I watched a little of Event Horizon. Now that's a scary film.
I don't think I've ever seen
Event Horizon. It's about space travel and Sam Neill. Everyone's yelling about Sam Neill lately, so I'm not going to watch Jurassic Park. So I saw Event Horizon was on TV last night. So
why aren't you
going
to watch Jurassic Park? Is it something you decided you weren't going to do ever?
I refuse to give credence to the idea of velociraptors.
Wow.
I'm not giving them credence. You know what? It's like you got a chupacabra already. Just stick with that.
I'm not sure where this podcast has gone, but...
You know the New Zealand actor Sam Neill?
Yeah, of course.
You know Sam Neill?
Of course.
Lovely guy.
Yeah.
He has a farm.
Okay.
And he does yoga with his pig in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, he takes
pictures. This is like a
posting
viral thing?
No, posting online. Yeah, he takes pictures with all his animals and stuff. I just really had a problem with him because of Peaky Blinders. He did this accent that I, you know, couldn't wrap my ears around.
Okay.
But he plays a doctor who, a professor who invents this, like, wormhole-inducing technology to travel.
Mm.
And then I had to go to bed, so I turned the movie on.
So really, anything could have happened at the end?
Most of the movie.
I believe they break
most of the movie for that matter.
They break out into song, and I believe it's a Yacht Rock song.
You know,
something like
speaking
this.
Of Yacht Rock, guys, has anybody listened to the new Weezer album that they dropped?
No, Negative. Did not bother.
Well, I did.
You took the bullet for us. Go ahead.
I did. I took the bullet, and I'd like to say that I think that Weezer and the Undone Sweaters have finally reached
the singularity.
Similar lines.
It's called the singularity.
It's like, hey, we're going to play some Weezer songs, then we're going to play some Dad
90s
Rock
covers,
songs.
Yeah.
And then Weezer made an album that was... all the dad rock you can handle in one place.
So it's like the second half of one of your shows. Right? It's like the second half of an Undone Sweater show.
No, we put it, we put all the dad rock in between. But Jim Tews made a video for Weezer that went, that was like an actual thing. So
his animation was great.
I feel like Rivers has to be on to us.
If you're listening.
And has, you know, followed the trajectory of the Undone Sweaters, and they're like, Weezer's like, okay.
We want to get
that kind of action going.
I hardly think Ray Manzarek was keeping up on the exploits of the Soft Parade.
Yeah, but the guy from the Soft Parade didn't make a music video.
You got a point.
For the Doors.
No, you're right.
So I would just like to, you know, think that in my head.
Why do you hate the Doors
and
so
also
much?
Think about also because
it comes from college.
Why do I hate the Doors so much?
Have we talked about this on the podcast?
I don't know. I know. I just think Jim Morrison's full of shit, okay. And I can't get over it.
He's full of guts and dead stuff and worms.
When I was in middle school, it was cool.
Right.
When I was a freshman in high school, it was still kind of cool.
Well, the movie came out probably around one of those times, didn't
it? No, the movie didn't come out when I was in fourth grade, you old bastard.
Yeah, I mean, you were in college. You were in college, but
I was working on my GED.
My GMATs. Yeah. Is that how you say that? I'm obviously not smart enough to...
GMATs?
I just don't like the Doors, man. I'm sorry. And I like them musically. I could really take or leave them. They have a couple very good songs, but most of it I cannot care about. It's so... Like, there are good bands from, like, that era that stick out like sore thumbs, that it's like, this is 60s psychedelic music.
Okay.
And some of that can be timeless, like, you know, all those, like, there's just, the Doors are not a timeless band. They are so perpetually stuck in that sound of like the, you know, late 60s.
Wait, what about when you hear the riff to Incense and Peppermints?
That is a great, that's a Strawberry Alarm Clock song. And that is a timeless song for me. Like, I can hear that and be like, this is definitely fucking psychedelic, like hippie shit.
I'm saying, but that doesn't,
it doesn't give me the same like
overpowering
that I hear like boom, 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 boom.
This is I know what it is. This is the pain, the suffering of the bass player.
That's the other thing
this
too.
This is bass player inflected look
fuckers,
at the Doors.
Those fuckers right.
did
needed,
not write very.
Those fuckers
creative.
Needed bass for the album, but they didn't want to have bass when they fucking played live. Give me a break.
That's okay. I'm glad
now we see what it's about. It's actually about employment protection.
No,
and the bass players union, the BPU, is going to weigh in on this eventually.
Danny's a chairman there.
God. Danny's chairman of the BPU?
Yeah, BPU, yeah.
Sorry, if I lost people because they're big Doors fans, that's fine. But I would argue all the stupid, you know, high school English fucking, you know,
majors.
Papers that you had to
papers.
Write. And decided that you were going to write about Jim Morrison's
lyrics. I never
lyrics,
did that.
I would like to know where you are with that, because I just hate it.
Why
just
did your teacher let you get away with that?
Right.
Come on. I remember.
I told you in my freshman year, I did a rock and roll report in English class.
What kind of report?
A rock and roll, like a history of rock thing. And I happened to...
Did you come dressed as a personality? Because that's what people do when they do presentations like that. Like, I'm Benjamin Franklin.
No, no, no. It wasn't that. It was freshman year of high school. So they weren't doing that. They were just like, you have to write a report on something that you like. It's like, I like rock and roll music. So I did that.
So where'd you start?
I did the whole history of, you know, I went all the way into it, did some research, ran into David Crosby on a fucking plane.
That
must have hurt.
Hard to
He's
do.
A big
had,
guy.
I
You're both
like
big
a,
guys.
I had like a book that I was reading. It was like a history of rock, and he had I'll send a picture.
He had a Sharpie. He had a Sharpie.
No, there was just a picture of CSN in the book, and so I asked him to sign it. And my mom gave him, and he David Crosby sober at the time.
Oh no!
And does it like was just like, you know, whatever. My mom had this water that had caffeine in it. It's caffeinated water. She didn't.
You don't know.
Know.
You don't know.
Anyway,
what was
we were all sitting next to each other waiting to board
sober.
A plane.
You could be sober. What was David Crosby a Mormon?
I'm just saying that.
What's
I don't
wrong
think
with
he
caffeine?
Was doing. I just don't think he was doing any caffeine or anything.
Oh, okay.
This is what I like to remember. Okay, I was fucking 14 years old. I don't. I'm not sure
Go
how
ahead.
I remember it is. My mom said he was sober, and accidentally gave him water with caffeine in it, and like he was like super jazzed up,
and he almost cut his
for
hair
like an hour.
Almost cut his hair. Almost.
Almost cut his hair. So anyway, I talked to him for like 2 minutes, so I was able to like say, David Crosby, you know,
hey, what's up?
Was in my I interviewed David Crosby for my English paper on the history of rock and roll.
Fair.
I got a B minus on it.
Oh, okay.
You know why? She said I would have gotten an A, but I was stupid for not proofreading because anytime I wrote the Beatles.
Oh no. Two E's.
It changed it to the actual Beatle and not the B-E-A-T-L-E-S.
Oh.
And so when I went through, like, you know, you
find,
just like went through
replace.
Like, you know,
find
fixing all the She's like, you fucking idiot.
Very bold
where
for a teacher
life?
To say that.
Where is your life as a freshman English teacher when you have to scold someone for spelling the Beatles wrong?
Come on,
in their fucking.
I have a little bit more sympathy. I have a little bit more sympathy for those who have to grade the like allegedly 12 papers of Doors lyrics every year.
Yeah,
which I've never heard of. Right. I think doesn't exist.
No, so. People definitely do. I grew up in North Jersey in a public high school. Do you know how many people were into it?
I'm pretty sure your parents had a home. I don't think you had to grow up in the public high school.
Well, I mean, you were there a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
You were there a whole lot.
Yeah, I was always surprised by the number of showers you had in your house and the huge gymnasium.
I want to know how the Billy Joel fell into this report that you made.
Billy Joel was not.
Come on.
No, Billy Joel was definitely in it because at that time Billy Joel was fine with me, man.
Yeah.
If I hear Goodnight Saigon from that live 80s record that came out, I would be crying.
He's talking about Songs in the Attic, which was autographed to me.
It wasn't Songs in the Attic.
Oh, you talking about the concert,
it's the Russian album.
Oh, which we were just texting back clips
exactly.
back and forth of the other day.
That, I don't know what you're talking about. That was a great concert. I watched
so
a
decadent,
good chunk of it.
Bro.
Okay, well,
that's back when he was a rocker.
I didn't see any of that. All I know is that for the last week, somebody I know who wrote, directed, produced, and interviewed
has been trying to
Billy
get you.
Joel.
And, has been, yeah.
And it was like a documentary, and I got like two emails within 2 hours of him being like, hey, I'm doing this. This is going to be great. And then, hey, if you missed it.
Right.
But here's the link so you can watch it, but please don't share it on Vimeo for licensing reasons. And that alone made me want to share it just to be like, fuck you, Billy.
Wow. Wow,
that's harsh. You're holding some
FYB
BJ
really?
Resentment.
Yeah,
there.
FIB.
Well,
I don't know where we were going with any of this. I was still talking about Weezer. I thought for
yeah,
some
there was,
point.
Was so what
the Weezer record has three moments where they actually change the song that they're covering.
Okay,
otherwise they're just like true to form covers of these songs. Huh. Which are like, whatever. I mean, they felt like that's something they wanted to do. I wanted to warn them that
them,
you know what happens? You
them
know what
the
happens
audience
when,
or them Weezer?
No, I want Weezer to be reminded of what happened to Guns N' Roses when the spaghetti incident came out.
Yeah, you see what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps, Walter? See what happens? Let me tell you.
Oh, you guys don't know what happened?
I don't know.
They broke up.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah,
but
Guns N' Roses broke up.
But
I know, they were breaking up anyway.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I just thought
they
just didn't release
anyway.
Albums for a long time.
Blame
no,
Nirvana.
They took 15 years off. Don't blame me.
Is that what Axl did?
Nirvana killed him.
Use Your Illusion 2.
Those are going to be they're probably still two of the biggest albums, I'd say, but then Nevermind.
Use Your Illusion and then...
Yeah, and two, one and two.
I know Use Your Illusion. What's the other one you're talking about?
Two.
What?
Of them.
Use Your Illusion.
Use Your Illusion two.
Never heard of it.
There's one blue and one orange.
I see what he's doing.
Mm-mm.
I see what he's doing. You see what he's doing, Jeremy? You see what he's doing?
What is he doing?
He's losing his illusion.
Yes. Yeah.
If I'm not properly stimulated for, you know, moments beforehand.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go
to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
You know, he kind of looks like Yahoo Sirius.
Come on, guys. I don't know. It's cold out.
I think Danny should play an electric violin.
It's cold out, and I'm not wearing, I don't normally wear, you know, knit caps like
this. What, woolen underwear that give you a static electricity from top to bottom?
Stop it.
What?
You have a little
do I have a
stick up in
what's
the back. Yeah.
Here?
It's like it's parted in the front of part of the headphones
guys.
And then stuff.
Like alfalfa from the Little Rascals.
Podcast
is what I was aiming for.
For everybody, for the listener, my hair's fucked up.
Being a treatise on which the boys poke some gentle fun at Danny and his weakness.
It's not a weakness.
His vulnerability.
Sure. That's fine.
Of which there's many.
Whoa.
Do you want to pull back the layers today?
Is it onion time?
On another edition of Dr. Jeremy and Michael.
Yeah. May I say, fellas?
Dr. MJ.
Jeremy's been good about hoarding. He's a prop guy. And he is good enough to host Seltzer King Studios.
Okay.
And we enjoy all the bric-a-brac, the fine bric-a-brac here.
Okay.
I keep forgetting to bring over the fencing epees and masks from
Carl. I'm not going to be playing with you.
From Carl Arnheider.
There was two more in the free box that I let go.
What?
I know.
What? We could have a foursome.
rephrase that.
It's a battle royale.
Yeah.
And you could score
much better.
You could score anywhere. You could score anywhere.
I guess so.
You could score on any part of the
this
body.
This has become a co-ed naked t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm so glad those are done. What will we come up with now? Be like co-ed naked Fortnite. It's going to be just terrible.
Yeah. I did want to talk about if we could just take a hard right.
No, we'll talk about hoarding.
A few more. I don't think I'm a hoarder. Do you think I'm a hoarder? That's not what you're saying.
No, because you gave me that shelf.
You have some stuff here that makes you a hoarder.
I expressed interest in the shelf, and you gave it to me, and I still haven't hung it up. And now you're going to give me another shelf.
I know.
So I'm going to hang them both, though.
Oh, right.
The fake mantelpiece.
I like that one.
What do you mean you like? You didn't want it.
I didn't want it. I have to let go.
Do you like it in my house?
I haven't seen it.
It's doing the same thing as it was.
What do you got on it? Cameras?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. I think you could start collecting... door stuff.
Take your hard right turn.
On there.
Take your hard right turn, Lizard King.
Well, I wanted to talk about. Bless you, Dan. Speaking of great podcast fodder, let's talk about the. We added some tour dates, right? We're gonna do. We're gonna do some more tour dates.
That is true.
You were gonna be February the 29th, huh? Trick question. February the 28th will be at Newburgh Brewing Company. That's in Newburgh, New York.
Yeah.
At probably in the evening. I don't think those people really open that early. So probably 7 or 8.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were going to list them all. Dan, what's our additions? Go ahead. This should be fresh in your brain.
Fresh additions to the Danny and Mike Presents Nostalgia Personified Tour, Spring
Live
2019.
Yeah, Live 2019.
The Brew Through Tour.
Brew through. Go ahead.
Is that what you're...
I'm calling it the Brew Through
Go ahead.
Tour
brew right through.
Now.
The Nostalgia Personified Brew Through Tour.
Brew right through. Go
brew
on.
Brew right
Jeff.
Through. We have the Newburgh Brewing Company on the 28th.
Correct.
Of February.
Right.
You have an answer key? Then, let me check.
Then we have added a sweet, sweet gig. It's my favorite beer in PA. They make incredible beers.
Right.
And they're awesome. And I cold called them up because I wanted to do it there. Neshaminy Creek.
Croydon, Pennsylvania.
Croydon, PA. It's like north Philly. It's just like sprawling beginning of suburbs.
Anything's
like
better than Yingling. All fuck right. Yingling.
So,
true. True, but that's this. They use Neshaminy Creek water.
That's right.
That's so how you get that beer.
Neshaminy Creek does better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we take a couple days off.
Okay.
No, we fly to Florida. We don't rest. We always hustle.
No. We take a couple days off because if we don't, then, you know, I want to give my liver a little bit of a break in between.
Oh, your liver.
Yeah, I could give a shit about you guys.
Okay.
And then March 6th, we're in Pompano Beach.
Hey, yo.
At the Banjo Brewing Company.
That's right. Yes. And then you know the rest. So those two in the middle were the new additions.
Right. And I don't know if we talked about
Neshaminy Creek and Bangin' Banjo Brewery. But the other dates as follows are the Three Daughters in St. Pete in Florida. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're just hitting Florida for 5 days. Why not? It's crappy weather up here.
Right? Yeah.
It sounds like a great idea to be doing a little tour of Florida in the beginning of March.
And you guys are going to get to eat some of my favorite restaurants in the world.
What a
Manatee
burger?
Cafe.
What is Manatee
Cafe?
Oh, yeah.
You really want to be at the Manatee Cafe.
I can't wait. It's a vegetarian place I used to work at.
You used to work there.
But before we get there, we also have to finish the other dates.
Right,
before we go crazy with your Manatee Cafe.
Can we just go straight to Manatee Cafe and skip the rest of the tour?
I think we have to do the tour, man.
Yeah, we have to do it. Then we did add on the Hamden, Connecticut, too, which we've been before, and it's a lovely spot.
Oh, at the
Space Ballroom on April 4th.
The Space. Let's represent SUNY Purchase one more time.
Yeah. So you wanted tour dates?
But in between that, we've screwed this up royally because we didn't tell you about the other shows. This has been a horrible way to
going to be the update of the shows we already talked about on an episode. So if that were the case, then we succeeded.
For the listener, I'm looking back and forth like somebody watching a tennis match.
I don't know what's going on here, but, you know, that's what's happening, guys.
All right, premium content. Catch us in Florida or upstate New York.
Premium content.
Or Pennsylvania, because you get a chance there, too.
Connecticut, because you get a chance there, too.
I got to add some more magnets to the fridge. Gerard always comes up to me and says, Dada drove to Indiana.
Wow.
I don't have the heart to tell him that it was your ass that drove all the way, especially with the box of pizza on the roof of the car.
Wait until he's 18.
Oh, you're not going to tell him?
I'm looking forward to...
Jeremy was my counselor last week. This is actually what the hoarding got into.
Oh, bring it back.
Yeah. I'm a hoarder. You're a hoarder. Dan, you probably don't have a chance to be a hoarder.
My one-bedroom apartment, my hoarding days are over.
Tell me about the pillows. You still have pillows in the trunk?
No, the pillows are out. Pillows are out. Jounce merch in.
Oh,
Jounce merch sits in the trunk of the car.
Yeah, we were just dumping the truck today at work. The Dickinson job is ending and moving on to something else. And just... the sheer amount of crap that you can accumulate when somebody else pays to hold it is amazing. But as Jeremy was my counselor because a good friend from college is no longer with us, a very young guy lost his life, and I just didn't know how to tell my friends that I didn't want to go to a rock show right after I found out.
Right.
And so Jeremy counseled me to tell them right away.
I think that's the way to. It's the Band-Aid thing.
Did you buy tickets for it?
No, I gave my buddy money for the tickets when I saw him. Money for my ticket when I saw him.
Right.
He tried to...
What rock show was it?
Oh, it was Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks at Brooklyn Steel the other night.
Yeah.
It's not about the rock show. It's about the hoarding.
You're hoarding your feelings?
No, I'm just saying make sure that that your shit is together because you never know when you just might... die of something really freakish, and then somebody else has to clean up all your shit.
Yeah.
Not that they won't enjoy that, and it's a good way to sort of bond.
Right. Well, it's not a good way, but...
It was painful going through pictures. I found a couple of Polaroids and stuff like that. And
It's a weird, it's the January gloom thing that we've talked about every January.
I had gotten 29 fucking days out of the.
Yeah. And it's in Kevin, you know, we.
Yeah. Kevin Barnett passed away like that is crazy.
Yeah. It's a tough month. Yes.
No fun.
And to be honest, I've been med update. You wanted to do a med update,
sure,
Mike?
Yeah. Med away.
Haven't been doing so good. And
with taking them? Or no, just feeling just like, feeling better about
it's
yourself.
It's not working. Like, I feel like it's been ineffective.
You changed jobs too, so you had had a pretty steady.
All right.
You yourself had had a pretty steady routine for a long time.
Right.
Working on a job, and then that job changed. So that's what's different in your life.
Right.
What else?
I think that's it. But. Same dosage, though. Yeah, but I think I'm going to up it. But I'm feeling better than the last few days. Like, but
Can you just up it? Can you just be like, yeah, turn it up?
I have to go through the channels, but yeah. But anyway, my point being that it's the time of the year, and we're here for you if you need to talk. Slide into that those Danny and Mike DMs. We'll talk, and we'll do whatever we can do, and can recommend some professionals.
Maybe
for you.
Maybe you want to call and leave us a message at 347-470-8150. I'm happy to hear what you have to say.
Absolutely.
And happy to tell you what I think most of the time.
All right.
I got an update from somebody who listens to the show who said they dropped 50 pounds and they've just been handling their business. And they thanked us.
Their problems.
And they thanked me personally because right. they're like, if you can lose weight, I could too.
Right. That's amazing.
Well, that's a substantial amount of weight, dude.
And hey, congratulations.
Made me feel really good.
This is probably
I don't have the Twitter handle up on me, but I know that they listen, so
it's awesome.
This is for you.
Thanks very much. Yeah, this is probably the first success story of the Danny Tamborelli Twitter podcast diet, which is to do a podcast where your two buddies relentlessly fat shame you for 5 years.
Well, let's
straight.
One guy relentlessly
fat shames you. The other one half-heartedly does it, and then he gets age shamed a lot.
Going back to originally what we were talking about, songs that get stuck in your head, and then you need songs to get them out. This song works perfectly for what you just said.
An ear purge.
If you think that me losing weight has anything to do with you, Michael Cimarrona.
Go ahead.
You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain. Mike, so vain.
This one and a half, you know, is Jeremy, too.
But you think you lost
Jeremy
weight.
Doesn't make fat jokes.
But
really?
I'll tag on if they're in the world.
I'll
instigate sometimes.
Did you ever make a paper towel tank top, Jeremy?
Well, speaking of that,
Great segue for you, Michael Cimarrona.
Some merch updates. Since joining the Last Podcast Network, we've been redoing our merch. And guess what? We're going to have a lot more of it, a lot of designs, a lot of fun stuff. And guess what? One of them's going to be
a paper towel tank tube. Not tank top.
Tank tube. We could do a tank tube.
We could ship them in tubes.
We're just going to make them regular t-shirts.
Right.
But it's going to look like paper towels.
Oh, they're going to look like paper towels.
Right.
So then we could also make a tank top then that looks like a paper towel.
Oh, of course we could, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be coming soon to the Danny and Mike merch
with the
shop.
With the and spelled out? Or
absolutely correct. But then there's a lot of other fun things that are going to be on there. So
koozies?
Give a look for that in the near future.
Koozies?
Well, we still have koozies, yeah.
Koosh branded balls?
Yeah.
Nope.
We could do orange and green koosh balls. That'd be great.
No, we can't. We actually can. Rosie O'Donnell has the
clang, patent. Clang, she clang the with the trolley.
Go paint my couch.
Nope. It's go paint my house.
House. Okay.
What is it? Wow. What are you guys doing?
A movie. This is how my buddy Brendan and I became friends. Really, we were in the same
movie theater.
We were in this. No, that we weren't friends then. We were in the same. What was it? Law and Human Rights class.
Okay.
And we sat behind each other and we would talk about stupid movies. And that was a quote that kept coming up, which was the movie was called Garden of Eden, I think. It was Dan Aykroyd and Rosie O'Donnell. And they end up like going undercover in like a bondage island, like a S&M fetish island. And so there's like, you know, there's this like beefcake dude going up to Rosie O'Donnell and being like, how can I serve you?
Dominate me.
Yeah, like, how can I do it? And she goes, go paint my house. And
it was very
hilarious at the time. And it's still funny. And I like that Jeremy knows about it too.
But was it Exit to Eden?
I think Exit to Eden. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think Brendan has that as his ringtone? If you call, he has that set up as your.
That could be great. Yeah. Go paint my house.
Yeah, I always thought it was couch. Which
why would you paint a couch,
yeah.
buddy?
I don't know.
Maybe a
why would you say that saying? For
maybe
the last
a plywood,
20 years?
Plywood couch.
Yeah.
Maybe
there you go. Yeah, very artsy, modern
a canvas couch. Of yeah. course, is begging to be painted.
Right. Yeah.
It's a canvas couch.
Right. Oh boy,
Jeremy gave me a
hickey.
Nope. An iPhone case, and I'm not sure I like it.
Let's see it.
What do you think about it? Listeners. It doesn't feel like me.
Let me feel it.
It feels like it's like tweed. It's like tweed and leather.
You know what? It looks like.
It makes me feel like I take this out. I'm.
You're not a
showing my white privilege,
dude. You're not a rocker. You're a lawyer for a rock band. You jack off. Put
I'm
that
your,
thing.
I'm your CPA.
Yeah, put that thing away.
The case is coming off.
Yeah.
So much for my.
It was a really nice,
great
gift.
Yeah,
it was
great gift.
Idea.
Great gift, Jeremy.
I gave you a either a liquor bag with the Mets logo on it, which was very nice. It looks like it's velvet,
or a golf club cover.
Or a golf club cover.
We'll never know.
Yeah, but
no, because you don't ever play golf. So why would you ever make it a golf club cover?
That's a good point. Mini golf. Use it for the other thing.
You don't use drivers in mini golf.
No, Mike,
cool,
when
though.
He mini golfs.
Oh yeah,
I
do it all the way.
He brings the bag. Oh, he doesn't get a caddy.
I get nitro. I have two chargers underneath my hood.
He brings a cart to mini golf.
This guy's so serious he brings a cart to mini golf.
That's right.
What you else? Come from somewhere back long ago.
Begin how it end how it began?
No.
Yeah. What else we got to talk about, gents? How about, we started to talk about Florida and all the things that I want to do.
Right.
You step on a palmetto.
If you go to DannyandMike.com, you can find all of those tour dates that
That's
we
right.
missed that we, talking about right. in this episode.
No.
A lot of tour dates. DannyandMike.com with the end spelled out. Of course, Danny. That was horrible. but yeah,
what do you think? You think you want to go to Florida with us? If so, I'm sure that there's still tickets on Spirit Airlines.
Here's the weird thing, that you want to go to the Manatee Cafe, and I want to go to this place in Orlando that I haven't been to in 20 years, but last time there, no. It's called Cafe 22 Tango.
How
it's a
do you
real
know it
stupid
exists?
Name.
Wow.
Because my dad said it still exists, and he's like, you got to go. It's still great. They have the best Southwest egg rolls, man. That's what I remember. It's like, that's what Fat Kid Danny, like, it's still Fat Kid Danny now, but way into, like, greasy food.
What
Danny.
Is inside of a Southwest egg roll?
It's got, like, chicken and, like, Southwest seasoning.
Probably jalapenos.
Corn,
okay. Corn jalapenos.
Okay. It's in, like, you
turquoise,
know, a deep fried.
A tiny fleck
it's in,
of
like,
turquoise.
A deep fried wonton sort of deal.
Is this like buying Mexican food at a Chinese restaurant?
I don't know. Honestly, I can't tell you anything else about the place. I don't remember what it looks like. I don't remember what kind of food they have.
And
I just know that I was into that, and I used to go there specifically just to eat that.
And I'm going to go to
Whataburger
because we went to one elsewhere, and I want to repeat the...
Right there is three minisodes, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to be putting out on this Florida tour. So definitely give a listen to that. We'll go to
We're
going to
do the same thing
spot,
that we did
in
November.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to pod from inside the restroom of each of these restaurants.
Well,
get really, really resonant. And
we're going to podcast in the car, and I won't be screaming and yelling at everybody.
That's right.
Because I won't
be
driving.
Dad drove to Florida. Yeah, I'm going to bring back some magnets for G.
Oh,
it's going to be fun.
There's some good roadside stands, Florida roadside stands of the you can get them a bag of oranges or like an orange magnet or.
You know, we can get oranges back. We can get oranges here.
But, you know, that's where they were born.
How do you know that the Manatee Cafe is still there?
Because I eat at it every time I go. I just went. Me and Marla and I took her.
The destination wedding is on the cards.
Jeez.
Actually, there was talk of having a wedding in Florida and then. There was just as be a sort of a main place for everybody to go. But then the place I recommended, which a family member got married at, was a plantation. So we were like, nope, not going to do that.
Can't do it.
Marla's, she called me out on that. I didn't even think about it. I was like, why do people have weddings at plantations?
So,
and now I think about it and it's like, oh, why the fuck
would
you?
You were thinking about getting married in Florida, said no to a plantation, and now everything's off?
No. I'm just saying we were.
Well, congratulations,
congratulations,
congratulations, Jeremy.
What?
This is a really kind of sneaky way to talk
hell,
about something
man?
Like that.
Also,
I guess I did it.
Hey
I did
now.
It. I did
yeah.
it. Congratulations, Jeremy.
Welcome to the club.
No, not yet. Not yet. We'll get there. we're working towards a solution.
So I was thinking also when we're down there, we have to vandalize Joey Fatone's hot dog stand.
Okay. That's an episode.
I cannot confirm or deny that we will fuck up Joey's.
You don't think we're gonna
hot dog stand.
You don't think we're gonna
notice up, he said upturn, first name Joey.
Overturn the push cart? You don't want to overturn that push cart?
I don't want to overturn a push cart. No, because look, I bet Fatone's hot dogs are good. I would have to say, I bet he did a good job, knowing as he's someone who probably enjoys food. Not saying he's fat, I'm just saying.
Bro, you should do a cooking show like Joey's, My Family Recipe Rocks. This is a show that I have watched more than once, and more than once it has included people from New Jersey. It just goes to people's houses and
cooks
and hugs them and cooks, yeah.
Wow.
So you're huggable. And
season two, Joey's getting too old. Bring me in.
No, I think you should just do like an East Coast one or whatever.
This is how you make sauce.
There needs to be a Pete and Pete reference title. Is it, it's like
if only you had watched any of the
Mike
episodes.
And I both Mike and I both cook.
Blowhole.
I bet we could have a fun little. You have a fun little episode.
Give an episode. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to make a show out of it, but I make an episode.
Well, listen, we'll pitch it.
I like cooking. Yeah, G and I made meatloaf again last night.
Nice.
He loves it. He cracks the eggs like so determined. doesn't smash them and just cracks them right and then hands them to me and dumped every single dry ingredient into the bowl for me. And I was like, awesome. Back up. Dada's going to handle the raw meat. He's like, you yucky.
Put some gloves on that boy.
He ate potatoes. His mom's like, oh, he ate potatoes? Dada made roasted potatoes.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was very happy with that. Yes, I did lubricate it with some ketchup, like everything that kid likes to eat.
He's ketchup heavy?
I mean, not for breakfast.
A lot of my nephews, nieces don't like ketchup. They don't like sauces. They like things dry.
He loves sauce. Yeah. He loves sauce, but he also can differentiate about things that he wants just plain.
Mm-hmm.
Like pizza.
Yeah. I'll always remember sizzle pie. We will always have sizzle pie.
Oh man, that Portland! Another great idea Portland had that didn't exactly go over here.
Right,
yeah. It went over. I think the guy just screwed it up. Didn't he not have much money to?
How do you screw up delicious pizza?
People were buying that pizza. I was going from Crown Heights to that location in Greenpoint to get pizza.
Why don't you call me?
They had green chilies.
They did have green chilies.
They have Hatch.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I had a Hatch slice. What else we got to do here, fellas? I was going to say that...
That we're part of the Last Podcast Network?
That we're part of the Last Podcast Network. LastPodcastNetwork.com. Check them out. They have some amazing podcasts.
Like The Story Must Be Told.
The Story Must Be Told.
How do you like that, guys?
I think Dan's done an episode. It's very scary.
Okay. I've done two episodes.
There you go.
There you go.
And Jeremy and I have done none. So...
Ouch.
Kind of inequality there.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. What else? Check us out on Patreon. Patreon.com/Danny and Mike with
the N spelled out.
What else? There is tour dates up on the website, DannyandMike.com. Check those out. You can find this guy right here at Michael C. Morona on the twits. Go ahead and get in a fight with him.
Do not try and talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You will immediately get ratioed.
And
you will immediately get ratioed. Hey, do you think we can go easy on the Twitter thing while we're promoting our shows so crazy people don't show up and try to kill you in Florida?
Because
I would really appreciate that. I don't want to have that blood on my hands.
You don't want me tweeting about how I work at the Residence Life office at SUNY Purchase?
Oh, my God, that was great for a second. And I was like, this old hat again? But it's still good.
Thank you.
It's still good. And you do the good work.
This is Dan Tamborelli.
Yeah, you can find Danny at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas, at D Tamborelli on the Twits. I am at Remy Balin on most things, at Jeremy Balin on the Insta.
Don't hoard. Clean up after yourselves. Life is precious. Love each other.
That's right. Rest in peace to Kevin. Shout out to all of the Last Podcast Network family. It's been a rough, rough, rough week. And we're right there with you, buddies. And what else, gents?
Yeah, it's January blahs, so like we said, reach out if you're out.
By the time this comes out, January will be gone, and it'll be a whole new month.
That's right,
don't be sitting on them. Let them out now. Right. Don't wait for us.
Come see us on the road. Newburg, Croydon, PA, Pompano Beach, St. Petersburg, Orlando, Gainesville, Jacksonville, and Hamden, Connecticut. We'll be out and about, and would love to see you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
Seltzer Kings Podcasts.